Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, May is National Egg Month, and Commissioner, let's talk about a few excellent facts about eggs and their importance to South Carolina's ag economy.
Well, you know, one fact is a great way to start your morning, but it is a great start, if you will, a platform for the South Carolina agriculture economy. We are one of the top 20 egg-producing states in the country, and taken by virtue of the income that it generates for our farmers, it's over $115 million each year that comes into the ag economy with all of our chicken farms around the state and egg farms. So it's also a great market, if you will, for our row crop farmers, because it does take quite a bit to feed all of those chickens. I think nearly 30,000 tons of soybean meal a year go into our laying houses, no telling how much corn. So again, the chicken is a great value-added part of agriculture for the crops that we grow all around the state.
Now, you know, eggs have changed a little here in the last few years. A lot of people are keeping backyard flocks or small flocks on their farm, largely for their own egg consumption in their own homes and possibly with their neighbors. And people are figuring out that different kinds of chickens lay different kinds of eggs.
Well, you're right about that. I'm no different. Blanche and I have had a small flock of chickens for a couple of years, three to be exact, and now I've got what I call the poultry project going on in the backyard that we're going to try to triple our flock and build a little nicer facility. It was intended to be a Mother's Day project, so it's running a little overdue. But nevertheless, you know, our red chickens lay brown eggs, and we've had white chickens before, and they'll lay whiter eggs. So, yeah, it's kind of fascinating. But as you said, all across the state, I was in Greenville one day speaking at a rotary, and people wanted to talk about their chickens in the backyard. And then my son lives in Columbia. He wanted to know how many chickens he could have in his backyard based on the rules of the county and things like that. So the fascination with chickens and with eggs is quite something, but you have to be careful. Naturally, they are not a pet, so you have to treat them as such. But it's great for folks having a more appreciation for how their breakfasts get on the table in the morning.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.